But most saints trying to live for God out of their five senses. Therefore, they struggle. But if you understand what faith is, he said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. What is hope? What is hope? Hope is something. I hope, let me give you this way. I hope to be well. I hope to have a new car. I hope to have a house. I hope to have a job. I hope to have peace. Hope is something that paints a picture. And all you can do is see it. But you can't get it. Hope gives your faith something to do. When you hope for it, faith know where it is. And then faith know how to reach over into the realm of what you hope for, and you can't get it with your hope. But faith can, because you hope for it and release faith, faith reach out and take it and bring it into the now. So it says, now faith is the substance of things. What did God say? But first seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. See, these things, they are for us. And that's the reason why he said, find out how the kingdom works through righteousness. And it's no problem getting these things. But listen to it now. I'm giving you the definition of faith. Now, faith is the substance of thing hoped for. Evidence. What is it? Evidence of thing not seen. Being the evidence, being the proof, substance of thing hoped for, being the evidence of thing not seen. The Amplified Bible said title deed. Anybody has a deed, has a title deed up to some property or to automobile or to some kind of appliance or some kind of whatever. If you got a title deed, you can make that thing. If you're in California and you're in New York or if you're in another country, you can prove that you got some land here in Mississippi. That deed will prove it. It'll stand up and they can't argue with you. And as I said, Wednesday night and you come back here, and somebody's on your property building a house. And you go over and say, no, you can't do that now. They say, oh, yes, I am. You can't tell me what to do. You can't tell me what to do. I build this house if I want to, and you just might well let me know. You know what Satan has said to you in your life? I'm going to build this sickness. I'm going to build this poverty. I'm going to build this lack. I'm going to build this confusion on your property. And nothing you can do about it. And we go, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I guess I'll just be broke all my life. I guess I'll just be sick. I'll be weak. I just can't help myself. That's right. You can't help yourself because I'm going to do what I want to do. Are y'all getting this? Amen. And parents, you cripple your children. You ought to be talking faith to them in the womb. And when they come out the womb, you definitely ought to be talking faith. Don't ever tell that child what he can't do. They're just like cussing. Matter of fact, it's worse than cursing. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, evidence, proof. Two things. Evidence, proof. Evidence, proof. Evidence, proof. I hold up in any court, in this United States of America. You win your case. I don't care how smart that lawyer, he may have 17 PhD and 45 doctorate. He may be so smart that he can't even stand himself. But if you have those two things, he can't handle you. Evidence, proof. Evident, proof. Evident, proof. And this is what God want to give you today, that you have evident proof that you've been made right. You have evident proof you are healthy. You have evident proof you are wealthy. You have evident proof you belongs to God. You have evident proof you can do anything. But because we allow fears, doubt, unbelief to linger and take place in us, we'll say we'll start saying things that we don't fully understand what we're saying, and then next thing you know, we're trapped by it. That's why God wants you to get a revelation knowledge of who you are and how to talk. All right. Evident proof. Once you understand, now listen to this. That's what it is. Let's go through it again. It is evidence. It's tangible. It's not something that's, you know, I'll give it to you like this. You see somebody blow some smoke in the air, you can't catch it. You see it, but you can't get it. You ever try to catch fog? You can't get it. But this is not what this is. You got what it takes. It's faith that you can take it as a tool. A man would take a tool in his hand and craft something, build something. You can take faith and use it because it's tangible. It has the proof and the evidence. It'll do exactly what being said. Now watch this. Thank you, Jesus. It's evident proof. Evident proof. Everybody, according to Romans chapter 12, everybody born again, everybody, I don't care who you are, I don't care what color you are, I don't care how old you are, I don't care how young you are, I don't care. Everybody that was born again, when you got saved, received Jesus, every single child of God received the measure of faith. It wasn't different from anybody else. It's the God kind of faith. It's faith that came from God. It's not a leftover faith. It's not a something that just by the shade tree mechanic. let me say it like this. It's not homemade. It is God's faith himself. It's what God used. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's faith what God used to create the universe. And you got it. So I have it. It's on the inside of me. Now I'm going to show you how to grow it. See, most saints just let it become stale. Stagnant. Just sit there. Now, how you grow? I was talking about it earlier. If you do not choose to put God's word first, number one, on top, above all other, You'll never have much communion with God.